زمین خوش را تکان سرود زندگی سرکان، دلم تنگه دلم تنگه، سرود زندگی سرکان دلم تنگه دلم تنگه. بخواب ای دختر نازم، به روی سینه بازم، که همچون سینه سازم همش سنگه همش سنگه، که همچون سینه سازم همش سنگه همش سنگه. لالایی کن مرغ که من دنیا فسانه، لالایی کن دنیا فسانه هست، هر ناله شبگیر این گیتار مزون، عشق هزاران مرغ که بیاش یا نه، هر ناله شبگیر این گیتار مزون، عشق هزاران مرغ که بیاش یا سهر کن دلم تنگه دلم تنگه.
ای بی وفا راز دل بشنو، از خموشی من این سکوت مرا ناشنیده مگیر، ای آشنا چشم دل به بگشا، حال من بنگر، سوز و ساز دلم را ندیده مگی. امشب که تو در کنار منی.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. شما به صدای CITR روی موج 101.9 گوش می دهید. جامعه پژوهشگران پارس شما را به شنیدن برنامه بعد دعوت می کند.
I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Don't you love her badly? Or don't you need her badly? Don't you love her way? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her madly? Wanna be her daddy? Don't you love her face? Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? Like she did 1,000 times before. Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? All your love, all your love, all your love.
Welcome to another edition of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on the one, the only, the original CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, located right up in UBC. Hope everyone's doing fantabulously right now. You can't really not be doing fantabulously right now because look at this weather. Sunshine, gloriousness, it's nearly summer. Everyone's having a ball, and I thought I would start the show off The first few songs of today's show is going to be a bit of a throwback Thursday. I've been listening to the classics of late and I thought, you know what? I'm going to put this on the damn air because they're such good songs. So if you're new listening to Are You Aware, I'll give you a bit of a background to the method of my madness. I profile music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. So either the song has a positive social justice message or a positive message, or I just really like the song and I play it for you guys, and then I try and find out some philanthropic stuff that those bands have been up to, all in an endeavor to get you, the listener, out there inspired through music to get out and involved in your local community. It can be provincially, nationally, or internationally. Whatever nonprofit floats your boat and gets you excited to do good around your world, I guess. So I try and influence you guys in my subtle manipulation by telling you about all the cool stuff that bands have been up to and giving you some updates on things that you can get involved with pretty easily around Vancouver. So I don't really need to sort of tell you who you just heard. It's probably one of the most recognizable songs on the planet, but it's an oldie, a goodie, and you know what? I thought it started a really nice night off being that of beautiful Vancouver. I just love Vancouver in the sunshine and in the summer. It really showcases itself very nicely. So that was The Doors, and that song, obviously one of their more famous songs, Love Her Madly, from their last album that had Jim Morrison involved, which was L.A. Woman. Love Her Madly was actually released in March 1971. This was about, let me see if I could do my quick math, 6 years after The Doors formed in Los Angeles in 65. They've obviously, I'm not going to bore you with all the information about The Doors. We know what happened to Jim Morrison. We know that they were pretty, bit of rebel rousers in their youth, and especially obviously The Doors and the band really stood up for a lot of oppression and civil, not so much civil rights, but you know, we're just standing up against the man during the 60s, which I love. Robbie Krieger is one of the main guys, obviously, of The Doors, and he is one of the only ones that are still alive. Obviously, Jim Morrison died a long time, but Ray Manzarek actually died last year. I'm not sure if people know about that. I was quite surprised. I didn't realize that he died in Germany after a lengthy battle with bile duct cancer. But if you still want to feel the vibe of Los Angeles in the late 60s, early 70s, Robbie Krieger, who was the guitarist of The Doors, is actually playing the Bonnaroo Music Festival this year. So if you want to pack up your bags and head down to Bonnaroo, it looks like it's going to be a sterling lineup and a sterling festival. So there you go. You can check them out there. Actually, Love Her Madly peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 and reached number 3 here in Canada back in 71. Well, like I said, I have a collection of music ahead of you. It's a bit of a mixed bag. I've decided next time, which is June 19th, I'll be back in the studio. Are You Aware is every second Thursday, 6 to 7:30 p.m. On the alternative Thursdays, you can listen into Peanut Butter and Jams for all the great food and music pairings you want. But right now, you've got me for another hour and a half, and I am keeping it in the Throwback Thursday mood with Bill Withers. One of, you might not know his name, but you definitely know what he has comprised or written or done over the years. He actually performed and recorded from 1970 until 1985. He's an American singer-songwriter. He recorded a number of major hits, including Lean On Me, Use Me, Just the Two of Us, and what we're about to hear in a minute, but I want to sort of keep you guessing, which I assume you guys probably already know what it is, but I'm just going to keep it a little mysterious right now. So his life was actually subject of a 2009 documentary film called Still Bill, if you're interested in that. The song that I'm going to play is from the album from a 1971 album called Just As I Am. However, and that was produced by Booker T. Jones. I'm actually going to be playing a different version of this song. I thought I'd mix it up. This song, the different version or the updated version, actually comes from Soul Diner. Soul Dinner. Now, this song was actually released as a single in September 71 and became a breakout hit for Withers, reaching number 6. You probably already know who this is, the song is. This song was inspired by watching a 1962 movie called Days of Wine and Roses, which featured Jack Lemmon and Lee Remick. You might remember Jack Lemmon from, I think he was in Grumpy Old Men or something like that. And Bill Withers states that this song, after watching the movie, he sort of got inspiration, and he said they were both alcoholics who were alternately weak and strong. It's like going back for seconds on rat poison. Sometimes you miss things that weren't particularly good for you. It's just something that crossed my mind from watching that movie, and probably something else that happened in my life that I'm not aware of. So more than 250 artists have recorded a cover version, and it was this has led to earned royalties from television adverts all over the world. And you know what? Apparently, this was actually a B-side of a debut single album called Harlem. But thank goodness they DJs flipped the disc over, and you know, it was in a total of 16 weeks in the top 40. If you haven't worked it out, it is the one, the only, Ain't No Sunshine, a beautifully soul and melancholy song that just gets you in your heart right there and there. This is an interesting version. You might not have heard of it, but we're going to keep it going on Throwback Thursdays on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was a different version of a very well-known song that is actually the original. There you go. Learn something new every day here at CITR. That was Gloria Jones with her song, her original song, Tainted Love. Probably best known for its later version of the 80s with Soft Cell's version of it. But you know what? I've heard this and I thought, this is awesome. I'm going to put it on air because it's so nice to hear the original sometimes. I mean, you know a song by its, you know, even more popular by a cover version of it, but it is really good to play homage to the original singer-songwriter. And that was Gloria Jones. What a fantastic voice. She was around in the sort of 70s, 60s, late 60s, early 70s. She's from Los Angeles, California. Vixen, which is where you find Tainted Love, is from her third studio album. And it also, the Tainted Love version that's on her 1976 Vixen was actually a updated version of the original song recorded in 1965. So there you go. It was nearly 10 years later that she updated it and put it on that. And then another 10 to 20 years later, or probably 10, Soft Cell released it again, and it was a huge hit for them. So it was the B-side to the 1965 single My Bad Boy's Coming Home, which unfortunately was a commercial flop. Now, Gloria Jones has had some interesting stuff happen in her life, and now she lives in West Africa. And she set up a school of music and film in Sierra Leone's fifth largest city. She hopes to enroll 100 students who have been rescued from blood diamond mines or left orphaned by the West African country's civil war, which we all know about, and it had happened for a while. It's always a bit tumultuous, unfortunately, in Sierra Leone. The school's aims to create an inspiring and motivating environment for children, where they will learn to develop and trust their own sense of judgment to grow as musicians and people, which I think is a great idea. And there's something that I want to tell you about in a minute to do with music and creativity and how that can inspire young people. But first, I want to tell you that was another version of a very famous song, Superstition, there in the middle, by English rock guitar giant Jeff Beck. Now, there's some pretty interesting stuff about Superstition that I didn't realize. He actually created the original drum beat for Superstition, I'll get there in the end, while in the studio with Stevie Wonder. After writing the song, Stevie Wonder offered it to Beck to record, but at the insistence of Berry Gordy, Wonder himself recorded it first. Jeff came out of his own version in his first album, 1974, which was Beck, Bogart and Apice on their eponymous debut album. So he actually released it his own, and you can tell it's a very different version to Master Stevie's. Although I like both equally, I have to say I do like Stevie's a little better, but that's just me. That was the band's only studio album, and unfortunately Beck left the band without warning during their second album, forcing a sudden disillusion. Beck's got a recent album that was released in 2010 called Emotion and Commotion. This is Jeff Beck, not Beck Beck. And it features a mixture of original songs and covers such as Over the Rainbow, which is kind of cool. Two tracks from Emotion and Commotion won Grammy Awards in 2011. And in 2013, Jeff Beck announced that he will be performing on Beach Boy founder Brian Wilson's new solo album, which is out soon. Beck was actually involved with the ARMS charity concert series a few years ago, I'm talking about 1983. They were a series of charitable rock concerts in support of Action into Research for Multiple Sclerosis. The first one was held in Royal Albert Hall in 1983 and included a fantastic lineup of Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Steve Winwood, Andy Featherlow, Bill Wyman, Kenny Jones, and Charlie Watts. You couldn't ask for a better lineup as well. And he was involved with the Yardbirds, which had two other members being Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page, which is pretty cool. They were noted guitarists in the Yardbirds as well. And he's obviously been inducted twice into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, being 1992 for the Yardbirds and as a solo artist in 2009. So find out some more about Jeff Beck and you won't be disappointed. Now, before I move on to my next little bit of throwback, I've only got one more throwback song, and then I'm going to be playing some new stuff for you all. So I hope you've enjoyed the musical deluge into the past. That's what I'm going with. Now, I want to tell you about a very cool volunteer opportunity that's coming up from July 7th to 11th. It's Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. This is a fantastic organization that started a few years to inspire girls throughout Vancouver to, get rockin' is probably the best way to say it. So they're having their annual camp from the 7th to the 11th, and they're looking for volunteers. If you go to girlsrockcampvancouver.ca, you can find out all about it. Now, they build self-esteem through youth, female youth through music creation and performance. So they provide workshops, technical training, leadership opportunities, and obviously supportive community for these girls. So if you have a girl, I think the wait list for the girls is a little bit too long, but if you're interested in inspiring girls through music to have a better self-esteem and all that good stuff, check out Girls Rock Camp Vancouver. They're desperately looking for volunteers now, so go out and do something very cool. July 7th to 11th, not a bad way to spend a summer week. So I wanted to tell you all about that, but I'm moving on to one of my favorite bands from the 60s. They really, in my mind, personify the folk harmony vibe that was happening, the harmonious vibe, I guess, of the 60s. I found out about them through my father. He was a huge fan of these guys, and since then I have become a huge fan. And I heard this song the other day and I was like, you know what, this is such a beautiful song, I'm playing it. I get inspired every day to put music on the show, because music's just too damn awesome to be shut up. I'm talking about the Mamas and the Papas. They've been around, well, they were around from 1965 to 1968, and they briefly reunited in 1971. During that time, they released 5 studio albums and 17 singles, 6 of which made the top 10 and sold close to 40 million records worldwide. Not so bad for 3 years, well, essentially 3 and a bit years. They were considering calling themselves Magic Circle before they switched to the Mamas and the Papas. I feel like Magic Circle's like the Magic Roundabout, which was an old English kids animation show from the 70s, which was very cool. Don't get me wrong, I loved it, but that's an interesting name. Anyway, Mamas and Papas apparently was inspired by the Hell's Angels, whose female associates were called Mamas. There you go, some interesting fun facts. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998, Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2000, and Hit Parade Hall of Fame in 2009. And the Mamas, Cass Elliot and Michelle Phillips, were ranked number 21 on the VH1 Network's list of the 100 Greatest Women of Rock. So the song that I'm playing is Monday Monday, and it's from If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears, which was their debut album in 1996, which is fantastic. And in 2003, Rolling Stone nominated it number 127 of the 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. So one song that you, even if you don't know the Mamas and Papas, you will know this song, and it was actually written in 20 minutes, which is insane because it's such a great song. Well, I hope you're enjoying the summer throwback vibes. Here you go with Mamas and the Papas. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Every other day,
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
It's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
If we take this bird in with its broken leg, we could nurse it, she said. Come inside for a little lie down with me. If you fall asleep, it wouldn't be the worst thing. But when I wake up, your makeup's on my shoulder. And tell me if I lie down, would you stay now? Let me hold ya. Oh. But if I kiss you, will your mouth read this truth? Taste how lips do, and it's not complete yet. Mustn't get our feet wet, 'cause that leads to regret. Diving in too soon, but I'll owe it all to you.
scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. You're the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And one of my countrymen, Vance Joy, with his song from last year, Riptide. He probably doesn't say it like that, but I'm going to. Vance Joy, obviously an Australian singer-songwriter born in Melbourne, one of the coolest cities in Australia, if not the coolest city in Australia, mark my words. He is just exploded out of Australia in the last sort of year and a bit. He was voted number one on Triple J's Hottest 100 2013 vote. So I don't like to promote other radio stations while on CITR, but Triple J is a favorite station of a lot of people in Australia. It's a great independent radio station. It's government backed, but it plays independent music and has huge support of Australian music. Each year, at the end of the year, they ask people to vote on the best songs of that year, and then that following January, on Australia Day, January 26th, they count down the hottest 100 songs of all time. They call it the biggest music democracy in the world. They keep getting just skyrocketing the numbers of people voting. I think there's a couple of million people around the world that vote in the Triple J Hottest 100. And you don't have to be Australian to vote. And you don't have to be an Australian expat to vote. You just got to love good music. So it's great because it's Australia's on Australia Day. You have an already lined up playlist to just count down to. So super fun. And in Australia, on Australia Day, it's really heartwarming. You walk along the street and you can hear people having barbecues and parties in their backyard, and literally everybody along the streets are playing Triple J Hottest 100. So it's a very, very cool little thing from my home country of Australia. Now, he's actually Vance Joy. You're going to hear a lot more about him. He signed a 5-album deal with Atlantic Records, and he didn't start out as a musician. He was actually studying an arts law degree at Monash University, which is one of the main universities in Melbourne. You can hear more about Vance Joy if check out his God Loves You When You're Dancing, which is what Riptide comes from, and it's his debut EP. So keep your ears out, and I'm sure we'll hear more and more of Vance Joy as the months and years progress. In the middle there, you pretty much have to be under a mat to not have heard about Ed Sheeran. He has exploded out of the UK and is just killing it. He's actually coming, I think, in October to West Vancouver for a show if you want to check it out. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's sometime in October, November. Ed Sheeran, he's English singer-songwriter. He's actually been performing since he was age 11 with his acoustic guitar. In 2008, he moved from Suffolk to London to pursue his musical career. And then in 2011, he actually was discovered a little bit earlier than that, maybe 2010, but he released an independent extended play called Number 5 Collaborations Project, which caught the attention of both Elton John and Jamie Foxx. What a problem to have. He then signed to Asylum Records and released Plus, which is what we heard. We heard Little Bird, and it's actually Plus's, it's the deluxe edition of Plus. You don't actually find Little Bird on the original release of Plus. And that one, in 2012, he won two Brit Awards as well. And his next album is supposed to be out very soon, within weeks, June 23rd. And this album is called Multiply. So if you like him, check him out. And he actually dropped out of school at age 16 and spent his student grant on rail tickets and moving around London to play gigs and try and get some exposure. So if you can't say he's not dedicated to the cause, because that is pretty cool. Now, he supported Musicians on Call, which bring live and recorded music to the bedside of patients in healthcare facilities, which is very cool. It uses music to promote and complement the healing process for patients, families, and caregivers. You know what? Music heals the world. It takes down barriers and walls and makes strangers into friends. So I just can't say enough about how much I love music and the powerful effect it can have on changing people's minds and making the world a better place. Now, talking about making the world a better place, I'm sure CITRs, you've heard it on CITR before, but I haven't spoken about it, and I'm so excited. CITR got their license renewed for another 7 years. Woo! It is such a huge relief. The staff here have worked tirelessly to get it all together, and we finally found out that we are on air for sure for another 7 years, which is a huge, huge undertaking and a lot of strict regulations that we have to uphold. So I just want to say congratulations to Brenda and Robin and Hugo and all of the people here at CITR that make everything run so smoothly. You guys did a fantastic job. And also out to all my member DJs out there on CITR, thanks for making CITR one of the best stations in Vancouver, if not in Canada. I'm just going to put that out there. So yes, don't worry, you are going to hear us on the air for the next 7 years. Now, going from Canada, I am now switching gears to South Africa, a band that I discovered through Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown. I don't know if you've ever seen that TV show. It's a great TV show. It's addictive because it melds travel and food together, and he comes across some very cool stuff. And Anthony Bourdain's a very interesting man, and he really profiles places and food in such a wonderful way. But I was watching his one of his episodes about South Africa, and he profiled Black Jacks, and I thought, wow, these guys are amazing. I want to play them on the radio. So this song, I am going to brutalize how it's pronounced. I apologize. It's qua. Oh, God, I don't even want to say the second word. Nkingetje? Oh, God. Nkingetje. I don't know how to pronounce that, but I'll just say it like that. So, qua Nkingetje. This is from their album of a few years after Robots. They actually formed in Johannesburg in 2000, and they've released a couple of albums. One album after Robots, which was released on Secretly Canadian in 2009, and they have two EPs called Mystery in 2009 and Zol in 2010. So I think they're overdue to make some new music. So if you like Black Jacks, check them out more. And they're actually, it's not Black as in B-L-A-K, B-L-A-C-K, I'll get there in the end. It's called Black, B-L-K, J-K-S. So if you like the song, go check them out. You're on CITR, here for another 7 years on 101.9 in Vancouver.
Love. Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Dance!
Peanut butter.
Dance!
First you dig peanuts and you dig them. You dig them. You dig them, dig them, dig them. Then you crush them. You crush them. You crush them, crush them, crush them. Then you spread them. You spread them. You spread them, spread them, spread them. Peanut butter. Peanut butter.
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
Yeah.
headed down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way to North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Running from the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. All North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to up and lay. But I ain't a turning back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. South out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Music Waste, Vancouver's annual volunteer-driven festival of local music, art, and comedy, is celebrating its 20th year of existence.
Hey, bud, let's party!
The festival is taking place June 5th through 8th in various venues across East Vancouver. Passes are available now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, and Audio Pile. Music Waste is also looking for individuals interested in volunteering. For more updates, the 2014 Music Waste schedule, or to sign up to volunteer, visit www.musicwaste.ca.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And they're absolutely right. Do not blame the times for your inaction. That was We Found a Lovebird. That was sitting in my little mailbox here at CITR. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to not even listen to it. I'm going to just put it on because I had a good feeling about We Found a Lovebird. This is their recent release. It's their Let's Start the War EP. There's five or six songs that I'm going to listen to and I will probably play again. They are very, very fun. I have to admit, I really liked that song. It was very cool. So they're from New West and they actually recorded this in their rehearsal studio space in New Westminster, and mastered by ex-Capitol Records Ali Mark Chalecki of Little Red Book Mastering in Los Angeles. So they've sort of started out, and I'm glad that I could play them on CITR. So hope you are listening. We Found a Lovebird. I will shoot you an email to let you know that I played your show. So we had a bit of a mix match there in the before. We Found a Lovebird. We had Bestie, which is a new Vancouver pop outfit. They started a couple of years ago now. I guess they're not so new. In the spring of 2012, that song was Asleep on the Bus, and it's one of their newer singles. Very cute music video. Go check it out online. It's very, very cute. They released in 2013 their debut single Pineapple and then followed it up with Asleep on the Bus, which is what you heard. The band's in the process of recording an EP Which is due out this fall, which is kind of cool. And they were actually announced as one of the top 20 finalists in the Peak Performance Project. And they got third place. So they won $50,000 towards their musical career, which is very cool. And they were actually involved in a charity event by Peak Performance called Safe Fest, which is an all-ages music festival with proceeds going to Safe Amp and the Music Tree, which helped to fund a creation for a permanent all-ages music venue in Vancouver. I think people really forget that, you know what, kids underage want to see music and they want to be involved in the music scene, but they don't want to drink or aren't allowed to drink. So there aren't that many venues, I guess, around for an all-ages gigs, all-ages scene, which is quite dire. So it's very, very cool that they're they were involved in that and should get more all-ages venues out in Vancouver for the younger kids. And it helps them to have something to do and gets them, you know, meeting other people and getting them inspired. I'm all for an all-ages gig. I remember trying to get into bars and clubs to see bands when I was underage and I felt ripped off. Before Besties, we had Old Crow Medicine Show, which I love. They're very cool little bluegrass band that's been around for a while. That song was called Wagon Wheel from the from the album of the same name, and they've been recording since 1998. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, obviously, and they've got some pretty influential people who like the Mumford and Sons have sort of contributed that they were influenced by Old Crow Medicine Show. Well, I've only got 15 minutes left and a whack load of music to get through before I say adieu for the next 2 weeks. The next band is an oldie but a goodie with a newie, if that makes sense. This is the Afghan Whigs. They've been around since 1986. They were active from 1986 to 2001 and have reformed. In May 2012, they reunited minus Steve L, the drummer, because he's obviously doing his own stuff, and they made a debut performance on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. And so they actually, Due to the Beast is their seventh studio album and their first in 16 years. Crazy. It was released on April, so 2014, so just a little bit while ago. And they've actually been involved with Lifebeat, which is an HIV charity that uses music to fight HIV and AIDS. So they've been involved with that. So without further ado, this is the Afghan Whigs coming back and better than ever with their song, The Lottery. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Dream.
This year's Music Waste Festival features a special Sled Island showcase. Be sure to check out the Toast Collective at 648 Kingsway on Saturday, June 7th, and catch local favorites The Crystal Swells, Supermoon, and Woolworm. For more information, go to musicwaste.ca.
We are the ghosts.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you have like 3-4 minutes left with me for another 2 weeks. I'll be back on June 19th with, I think I'm going to do a salute to summer. So I know that's pretty ostentatious of me, seeing as it's not nearly summer, but not quite. And I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to turn it into a horrendous Vancouver rainy summer. No one wants